The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We just spent an hour with Town Supervisor Judy Bosworth talking about all good things Project Independence and the town. We are celebrating 10 years of Project Independence in You on the radio right here at WCWP.org. It's hard to believe it's 10 years. Christina has produced the show for 10 years. Otto has been the co-host for 10 years, right, Otto? Since
Actually, my first show was January 27th, 2012. So I wasn't involved in the first.
Yes, the first year, you know, because when I was going over the spreadsheet, the first year, which was interesting, it was Ev, our fabulous Ev, who is on the show with us right now, and John Ryan, who is our current host. They did shows together. And plus Peter, John's partner, who our radio show world is familiar with, was also. So for that first year, it was like the three of them. And then we started bringing in senior hosts. And we also had 15-minute segments, which is crazy now to think of because we do our interviews.
Right.
So it was kind of exhausting. I think Ev could understand that we were going through these interviews, you know, very
well. I wanted to also introduce our guests today for this segment of celebrating Project Independence in You. We have Paula Yule, who is the deputy commissioner, I think it is, of Project Independence, and my partner over at DOSA, and also Evelyn Roth, former commissioner to Project Independence and for the Department of Services for the Aging and part of the creation of this radio show. So welcome to you both. And I think I see Kimberly.
That's right. Kim's coming in too.
Kim is signing in right now. Kimberly is the commissioner of Project Independence. And we have been talking and chatting and remembering all about Project Independence and You over these last 10 years. So welcome everyone. It's a free for all, so just go.
Well, I'm going to make the first free for all. I want to thank
you. All right, Otto, you go first.
For getting me involved with this whole thing. You and Madge Kaplan were at the meeting that I went to, which was prior to the radio, which encouraged me because of the both of you and your sincerity and enthusiasm for the idea of Project Independence. And I want to thank you for getting me involved because it's been a great run. You got me involved with the radio also. So you're not here, but you're not forgotten. Trust me. You were a great influence.
Thank you, Otto. Otto, if I could have designed a robot perfect Project Independence senior volunteer, it would have been you.
That's right. We got to figure out how to clone Otto. That's what we try.
You have been just fantastic supporting all the work that we did and fighting for us when we needed it and being there all the time. And I have to thank you for that. And I'm so glad that we've remained friends. And
yes,
Otto, 10 years old, do you believe it?
I think I'm going to be 85 next week.
He is. That's right.
Yeah. Where did that go?
I don't know, you two. Where did that go?
Well, I've been a lucky man so far. So we take it one day at a time. And, no major crisis, a couple here and there, but they all worked out fine. So one day at a time.
Certainly, one day at a time. So we were talking with the supervisor before and kind of a little, you know, thinking about the first time we were all a guest on the show and, you know, how everybody's nervous until the first, you know, the first 10 seconds when you find out that we're just chatting. It's not an interview, you know. People, I mean, you do have to prepare a little bit, but how nice of a setting that was and how comfortable and helpful it is to have people talk when they're not nervous, because it's a lot, you get a lot more information when you have that kind of setting and you do want to provide information. And Christina, like you were saying, used to have 15-minute segments. So we'd have a get, we, I remember when we would be in the studio and
It's so fun. It goes by.
In and out, and yeah.
Because so I was so the first fast, show.
Also, it was busy. Like you had yeah, a lot it was of busy. Prep.
Because Ev, let's see if Ev can. So on the first show that we ever had, we had on the supervisor at the time, which was John Kamen. So he was our first 15 minutes. Then we went to emergency preparedness, which was Andy DeMartin at the time. Then we went to Dale over from North Shore LHA, who talked about flu shots and vaccines. Then we played clips from one of our Hofstra conference about transportation and mobility management. And then we ended the show with the Romeos, which was David Linden and Jerry Peretzman. So I'm exhausted even thinking about, you know, the 15 minutes of that. We do our segments on each of those topics now, which doesn't seem like enough time. So that's really quite the huge pack show.
Christina, when we first, Jerry Peretzman, you mentioned Jerry, he mm-hmm. was the one who originally thought that yep. Project Independence needed its own radio station.
Right.
And he came to an advisory committee meeting, which is where we got all mm-hmm. the ideas for programming from our members, from the community. And he said, let's look into a radio station for Project Independence so that we can keep seniors informed about everything. And so we did. We looked into it. The mm-hmm. FCC was, at that time, awarding low, whatever you call it.
Low frequency licensing.
For local stations. Yeah. And just as we started to look into it, they rescinded those licenses. So we didn't get that. So we went and we had an intern who mm-hmm. called around to all the colleges, the radio stations, mm-hmm. to see if any of them would give us their time. And we went and we met with Dan Cox. Mm-hmm. And we said, we want our own radio station. And he laughed for 15 minutes. And he said, there is no way that you guys can fill 7 days a week of radio. Why don't you start with 2 hours? Mm-hmm. And he gave us the 2-hour segment on this radio station. And there was not one of us who had any experience in the radio, right, Paula?
Correct. <Not at all>.
and we were just feeling our way. And it turned out to be the most remarkable and exciting and wonderful experience. And Christina turned out to be the most incredible producer of the radio that anyone ever seen. Dan couldn't believe it, and he still can't get over it. And of course, we brought in the volunteers, and mm-hmm. and it's been just wonderful. And
also working with all those wonderful engineers, you know, the students over at the college.
Yeah,
they're so connected.
And look who just came in to join us. We got Dan.
I couldn't help it. I love Evelyn Roth so much. She is one of my favorite people of all time because she was our first host on this show. This show was important. I tell you why this show is important more than just, it was all about timing. 10 years ago, WCWP had become a local station again. We had been part of a network with our sister station in Southampton. And we sold our Southampton station. And one of my dilemmas was, how am I going to fill all this time? So when you brought me that idea, I'm like, how are you going to fill all that time? And one of the things I wanted to do was reconnect with the local community, because our Southampton station had basically just was retransmitting on our air stuff for Southampton, which made no sense whatsoever to our local community. So it was great. And when you called and you came in and we had a good laugh about you running your own radio station, yeah, 2 hours I thought was the perfect thing. And you were the perfect host. And you are the anchor of what became the talk programming at the station. You were the first real talk show, live talk show we had done in a very, very long time here. It had been the network had us when I was a student here in the late 70s, early 80s.
When Manhattan was a prairie.
When Manhattan was a prairie. This station was a local powerhouse, actually. It was very, very popular. And then in the late 80s, 1989, actually, they hooked us up with that network. And for almost 10 years or 11 years, it was a nightmare. So it was great to come back and do local radio for communities again. And the town of North Hempstead was a perfect fit for us, especially what we were doing, because we were trying to attract, an older audience, which I think is a more dedicated audience to radio. And you guys fit the bill perfectly. But I do remember Jerry very fondly and his drive and his determination to make sure that you guys were going to do radio. And I'm proud to know him, proud to know all of you, actually. And it's great. This is great. 10 years. Go figure.
That's right. You can't get rid of us, Dan.
And just so you know, because you mentioned it before, producing a radio or television show is not an easy thing. It's not at all. And I thought for sure you guys would fall flat on your face. And then you found this incredible young lady who has grown into the job perfectly. I've known radio producers and television producers in my professional career that couldn't hold a candle to Mrs. Lou.
Well, thanks, Dan. Here we go. We thought we'd get through it.
I'm sitting here with a friend of mine, one of our alumni, who's training to because we're going to be using this equipment for our homecoming. And he said to me, "Hey, would Christina like to produce the show we're doing on October 15th? Because it's right after this show is the start of homecoming on October 15th, and we're going to be doing a show right out of this room. So, she's amazing. We could talk about her all day. And yes, yeah, I hate to compliment him because he's already got a fat head, Otto. Otto is another person who, when the pandemic hit and we knew we had to go to this new way of doing things, I needed the most technologically savvy senior I could find, and nobody more than Otto. So this really worked out well. I'm extraordinarily proud of what you guys and the station has accomplished in the last 10 years. I think it's been an extraordinary relationship between the university and the town of North Hempstead. And despite the fact that I may retire from here at some point. I hope this show continues on for another 10 years. So congratulations. And Evelyn, it's lovely to see you.
Hey, Dan, it's always good to have a little part-time thing. Maybe you could work part-time.
Well,
like 2 hours a week.
Maybe just on Friday mornings.
There we go. Yeah, forget everything else. Just work on Fridays. Whatever.
We don't care what you can do with the rest of your time.
I can find plenty to do with the rest of my time.
Dan Cox?
Yes, ma'am.
I think we got to go to break.
But I've kind of flushed the format this morning for you guys.
Okay.
10th anniversary. We've gone a little bit rogue, but yeah, if you want to go to break, we'd go to break. That actually would probably be a good thing.
I think you should take us to break.
Take me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Project Independence on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.